Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
This is so exciting to see all these. Isn't this exciting?
Very much so.
Sorry. I looked over and didn't see exciting. I'm like, what's up?
Stay excited so I don't have to get excited. Come on, man. I'm
right.
Excited.
I am so thankful for the young folks going after God. This is refreshing. Seeing a move of God amongst young people. Listen, if you're young, like my age or younger.
Yeah.
Listen, if you don't let any religious person tell you that you can't have all of God you want. The truth is, God, there is no such thing as a big baby Holy Spirit, an adult Holy Spirit, a teen Holy Spirit. Listen, go after God and realize when David did some of those awesome things he did, he was young. He was like a teenager.
Lauren Cunningham is the youngest, oldest teenager out there. He's 80 years old.
Yeah.
And he hangs out with young people.
All over the world. He has ships all over the world out there. You know, so many different things going on. But think about this. God is moving. They took their shoes off to make a covenant with God saying, you can send us. And that's what God is waiting for. Somebody to say, here I am. Send me. And listen, let me tell you what's next. Preparation's next. So don't miss that part, because just to run haphazardly, undiscipled, unconnected, unrelated will be like a shooting star. Like, it'll be bright. You're like, wow, look at that. Ooh, bam. But if you go to something like Emmaus Road, go to vinefellowshipnetwork.org and join the Emmaus Road. There's some things that will prepare you on this journey for everything that we believe that you're going to need for this, because that's the wisdom from the Lord for this generation, for this harvest that's coming in. But let me challenge you again, Todd White, miracles follow this man. And notice that when unity comes together, unity is about challenging everything that you thought you were comfortable with. But listen, if God is comfortable with someone and God is comfortable with humanity, he created all of us. We're all created his image and his likeness. And when he brings us all together and he starts saving folks like a Nicodemus sneaking out at night, somebody says, well, I don't think, you know, Saul could be saved. He's a Pharisee. Well, he got saved. And so when these people start getting saved and they're giving their lives to God, we have to be ready to say, listen, I'm all in. We're in this thing together. We're going to follow Jesus. We're going to be his disciple, and we're going to advance the kingdom of God.
Todd has a tremendous testimony. I believe he was a drug addict, homeless for 20-plus years, was entered into Teen Challenge. And my understanding is that he was one of the very first ones to be released from Teen Challenge before the program was done. I said, man, God has changed your life.
Many men and women of God have gone through Teen Challenge, you know, and I think about even with part of our crew has gone through Teen Challenge. I've seen Steve Hill, you know, with part of Revival, of Brownsville Revival. He went through Teen Challenge. And listen, what that is like a boot camp for preparing us to be able to follow God. You don't need Teen Challenge, but you do need Emmaus Road. You need to begin to walk with God and become his disciple. And there is a way to be able to do that. But even so, listen, Todd White, here he is. He's there because they had a vision, a dream, like Paul had the Macedonian call, right? He had a dream of a man calling him to Macedonia. Well, they had this prophetic dream. They saw Todd White there doing what he's doing right now, right there at Azusa now on April the 9th. Take a look at this, calling down the mantle of evangelism. Take a look.
Joy Dawson said to us that she believed that Todd White was the most significant man coming to this gathering. It's not about him, but it was what he was going to release of a mantle of evangelism that would come on a whole generation, not just in churches, but signs and wonders in the streets.
In the name of Jesus, right now, over everybody here right now, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that they would be conduits for the Holy Spirit to flow through right now. God, I thank you that evangelism only from the stage would not be the only thing that we would live as believers that are filled with the Holy Ghost, that everywhere we go, signs and wonders would flow through our hands, that words of knowledge would flow through your lives right now. I thank you that grassroots evangelism, that normal, everyday life, everywhere we go, everywhere we walk, every shopping store we enter, every drugstore we enter. Do you want this? Do you want this? Now is the time. Now is the time. Now is the time. Father, I thank you that you would build boldness in the bride. The body of Christ would walk in boldness. They would walk fearless. I thank you that righteousness would overwhelm everybody here right now. In the name of Jesus, I thank you that their sins and lawless deeds, you'd remember no more. That's your covenant. God, I thank you that a boldness would come, that a purity and a power would hit the body of Christ right now. Do you want this? Do you want this? Jesus! Father, I thank you that you would begin touching people right now, all the way from this side, right now, that Holy Spirit, you would baptize people with fire right now. Holy Ghost, come and touch your people right now. God, I ask you in the name of Jesus to release this normal, everyday lifestyle, Christianity, walking with the power of God flowing through. I thank you for the prophetic being made active right now in every believer in this stadium right now. Do you want this? The hunger of your heart draws the Father. What are you hungry for? Jesus! I thank you that every believer would walk in the prophetic. I thank you that massive signs and wonders would be released everywhere we go. I thank you that this is just the first of many stadium events where we get together to celebrate our King. But we walk fearless and bold like a lion, because the righteous are bold as a lion. Do you want this? Do you want this? Do you want this? The time is now. The time is now. I want you right now to lift your hands up. I want you to cry out right now for Holy Spirit to land this mantle upon you right now. I'm going to pray that this be released, but I want you to lift up your voices right now and cry out for God to baptize you. More. God, touch the people. Release this mantle of normal lifestyle Christianity that everywhere they go. Right now, release your fire. Right now, shake the church, God. Shake the church. Give us boldness right now. Let the fire of God fall upon your people. Release the boldness, God, that everywhere we go, we would know everything about the person in front of us. God, I thank you for massive salvations. I thank you that LA will never be the same. I thank you that everywhere we go from here, we will be a burning and shining light. We will be a match. We will be torches. We will be carrying the fire of heaven everywhere we go. One more time, say this: it's mine. It's mine. It's mine. Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus right now that people would feel a burning right now, even on the top of their head. Right now. Right now. Touch, God. Release this. Release it right now. God, I thank you that everything you've placed upon my life, God, I'm asking you to impart it right now. In mass, right now, all across the stadium. Holy Spirit, touch the people right now. In mass, right now. If you're feeling a fire on your head right now, wave your hand in the air. Right now. More. More, God. Father, I thank you. You told me to come here, and you told me that you were going to release this upon everybody. Everybody that was hungry is going to walk away with a radical lifestyle, a radical supernatural rot lifestyle, where everywhere you walk, God's gonna speak to you. He's gonna speak to you about people. You have to utilize those words of knowledge. Promise me that you do something with this thing. Do something with this thing. Father, I ask you for more right now, in Jesus' name. I want everybody to put your hand on somebody beside you
That's
right now.
That's awesome. That is so awesome to
Absolutely
watch
awesome.
That take place in such a powerful way. You know, you're looking at all these languages, all these nations coming together, and I just believe right now by faith, as you cried out to God and you asked God to touch you, He's touching you, and it's happening. I encourage you, if you have not yet been prepared to be activated, you can do that on Emmaus Road. You know, go to vinefellowshipnetwork.org, go to Hello Church. It drops down. You see Emmaus Road Discipleship, mm-hmm. and it ends with being activated and everything God's called you to do. You first have to be what you're going to become. You got to become what you're going to be, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And to share with others. And so you can do that at the Emmaus Road. When we get back from this break, we're going to see something so powerful, just like Acts chapter 2, where all the nations came together. They all came together and began to speak in their own languages. And we're going to see that take place right there at Azusa now.
We'll be right back.
I love to see crowds burn, but I know I can shape history if I can find just one. Anybody can burn in a crowd. I want to find someone that'll burn by themselves.
William Wilberforce, born in wealth and influence, came to believe slavery was a national crime for which all Englishmen were responsible. He wrote,
"In the scripture, no national crime is condemned so frequently and few so strongly as oppression and cruelty," citing Ezekiel, Zephaniah, and Amos, ultimately igniting an unprecedented movement to abolish slavery in the British Empire.
John Newton's hymn, Amazing Grace, associated with the abolitionist movement and William Wilberforce, was written by a former slave trader who became an Anglican minister.
Newton wrote the now famous hymn while working on a sermon on 1 Chronicles 17. On July 26, 1833, the Slavery Abolition Act was passed, just 3 days before the death of William Wilberforce.
Engage with the Bible and its influence over the centuries.
Brought to you by Museum of the Bible.
I'm so mad at you. Well, this is Focus on the Family Minute. I'm John Fuller, and if you've said those kind of words, then listen to conflict resolution expert Ken Sandy. He suggests you have a little talk with yourself.
If you can develop the habit of detecting anger early on and sort of step back from it, so you know, what am I thinking? What am I feeling? Talking to yourself, bringing actually the reasoning capacity God's given to us to bear is a huge help in dealing with anger. The other common one is to find something else to do for just a little while to get your mind off of it. And when you do come back to it, it's amazing how much that the intensity of that emotional feeling will drop down, again, giving us the ability to deal with it rationally.
Take a deep breath and be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to get angry. For more trusted relationship wisdom from Ken Sandy, tune in right now to FocusOnTheFamily.com/radio.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
This is so exciting to be able to see what God's doing. I mean, if you've been with us on this journey as we've been marching out this prophetic, 10 years of a Malachi
yes.
mandate, crying out for God, beginning to build foundation for what God's going to be doing. You know, God had begun to establish outposts, apostolic hubs to be able to train and launch what He's about to do. I'm telling you, God has a plan, and so many different parts of us is coming together, sort of like what you saw at Azusa now. Mm-hmm. One of those parts, when you begin to see it move, if you haven't seen the prophetic move, it will just shock your senses. But listen, whatever it takes, when a prophetic word is given, which means somebody tell God tells somebody about something of your life, it helps you know this, that God knows you, God's thinking of you, God's got a plan for your life, He loves you, and He cares for you. This is Sean Bolt at Azusa Now, and he's standing in the middle of this large Coliseum, Los Angeles Coliseum, where God has given him words, and he's reading some of the words that he wrote down off of his phone, so he's not looking at his phone, it's just where you take notes on there. Watch what takes place and watch how God moves in the midst of that. This is another gift, moving, a prophetic gift at Azusa Now. Watch it now.
We're going to be weaving in worship, words of knowledge, praying for the sick. There's going to be deliverances that take place. There are some that have been tormented in the mind and you thought that was normal, and it ends tonight. But we're also weaving in the prophetic. And one of our dearest friends, one of our most trusted friends, is Sean Bowles. And the Lord's shown him several things. So I want us to dial it way down and give Sean an opportunity to minister here.
Okay, I've never done this in a crowd this big, so this is new for me, and it might be new for you. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to call out a few things that are words of knowledge, which means there are things about your life currently right now. And if this is you, it has to be all the things, not one of the things. And I want you to wave your hands as big as you can so that we can really see you, because it's going to take a second to identify who you are. So if I call out the details and it makes sense for you, please wave your hands. And prophecy just makes you feel like Jesus loves you. So I'm going to get words of knowledge that are going to help us to know who I'm prophesying over, and then I'm going to get words for that person that I'm prophesying over that might involve healing or whatever else. So we're going to try this out. Please, Jesus, come. Is there a Kenny or Kenneth Ray and a Patricia Liu who came together? A Kenny or Kenneth Ray and a Patricia Liu who came together? Help me find them. Are they here? Are they real? Come on! They're up there in this section right there. Okay, so you're going to have to help me out here. Tell me if these names make sense to you. There's four of them. It's David, Esther, John, and Sarah. Does that make sense? She's excited. These are your children? Are they your children? This is Jesus. Is there any more? Is that it? That's it. We got him. Okay, there might be one more, but I can't tell. Patricia, God is healing a list of things you need in your body from the mission field, where you've needed a list of healing, and God's touching you right now. So just lift that list to Him, and you're going to feel a healing anointing come over you, and God is sending you guys. This is awesome. These are their names. God knows their names. God is sending you guys back to Oregon. Does this make sense? Back to Oregon. So you're going to Oregon. Does that make sense at all? Yes, it's making a lot of sense. We don't know what it means, but He says you're going to reap what you haven't even sown in Oregon. And also, I saw something about California and Fair Oaks. I used to live near Fair Oaks. Is there a Fair Oaks connection? So here's what I see with Fair. This is radical. She's like, oh, you know, it's working. So Fair Oaks, Winding Oak Drive. Does that make sense? This is an actual street you lived on. And the reason why God's showing me this is because it's a parable of what you're going to be planting in the West Coast, of oaks of righteousness, winding oaks, places that are people that will offer so much stability and shade in their Christianity. You and your husband are amazing disciplers. And I saw something about 2 Corinthians 1:2, and then I thought maybe 1:2 is a significant date to you. Is 1:2 anything? Like January 2nd, is that anything at all? Yes, is this an anniversary maybe? This is your anniversary, yes! Jesus loves your marriage. Of course He does. I ask God right now. I just ask God right now, Kenneth and Patricia, that He would touch you and mark you, because you are examples in this revival culture of people who are going to be carrying a discipleship move of revival into this next season. God knew you would be here. He knew you would be here because He sent you here to be a token to all of us that He knows us. He knows our families. He knows what we need in our bodies. He knows what's going to come next. And He's pleased with us. He loves you. In Jesus' name, amen. Wow. That was crazy. Okay. We're going to try again. You guys ready? I do this because, in a public way, because you can do this as well. God wants to show us people's birthdays. I go up to people on the streets all the time. Because when we hear when they were born, it makes them think God is thinking of me. No, he's been thinking of you for millions of years before you were ever born. And so God thinks of the important times to us. I've gotten social security numbers and bank account numbers, and people need to know God cares about our finances. And so I just tell you that for those of you who are new to this, that God wants to give you words of knowledge. So how about this? This is a couple that would be connected again. A Montel and a Ginger. Montel and a Ginger. They're married and they're outside. Is one of them here? They're here, but they're both outside. I don't know what to do with that. Montel and Ginger, come back. Oh, they're being texted. So wave to me when they come back or whatever you guys find out. We'll try one more. Is there a John and a Lauren? I think you're from Alabama. John and Lauren from maybe Alabama. Anywhere. John and Lauren, are you John? You're John. Is there a Lauren? She's in Alabama where you came. Yeah, she sent you here. This is awesome. What I saw for John and Lauren from Alabama, I saw 2 Corinthians 1:22 when Todd White was praying. I wrote this down because I saw the stamp of God in your hands, and I saw you stamping this generation with righteousness. And is there something about January 22nd? Is that anything in your life? Okay, well, we'll figure it out. Just pray. I think that's something. How about, oh, I just heard. Is there a street address on Buckhorn Trail? Yes, 122 Buckhorn Trail. That's crazy. That's where? What's? Oh, the ramp. Karen Wheaton, the ramp. That's the ramp address. That's amazing. So Buckhorn, okay, so God's going to visit this 122 thing, a stamping again. The next season is coming. I saw, I don't have anything else to hear, but I saw, is it like you have a girl, boy, or a boy, girl, boy, girl? You have four kids, and girl, boy, and the Lord is anointing you as parents over a generation, and your kids are going to be signposts. And John, there's a greater dream in your heart that's about to manifest. You've already known what it is, but I see financial figures around it that is going to help bring it into the next position of faith for this ministry to go into its next position, because it's a harvesting tool for God. It's not just a discipleship tool. So God's going to send the ramp to stadiums. He's going to send the ramp to places that they wouldn't even dreamed of, John, if you didn't get involved somehow with the family. So you must be married to someone in the family of the ramp. Does that make sense?
You must be related to someone like Karen Wheaton in the ramp. Isn't that exciting?
Awesome. Birthdays, names, addresses. All to say that God loves them.
He's like, is there somebody here by the name of John Ramos?
Yeah.
you're weighing about, okay, sure. We got it. Lord's thinking about me. Got it. Lord's thinking about me. I got it. Yeah, you think about, I mean, this, all these gifts are moving, and there's different gifts God gives the body of Christ, all for the edification of the body, but also people need to know that God loves you. The enemy so often is fighting folks and not even helping them, blinding their eyes to understand that he's thinking about you.
Mm.
He's chose the very time and season that you would live, even your very address, to see if you would do one thing. If you would just reach out to him and touch him, though he's not far from you. This is Acts chapter 17.
Yeah.
And he's wooing you maybe back to him right now. You're thinking, how does God knows every? He says he even knows the number, the each hair on your head has a number, not the number of hairs, but each hair you have on your head has a number on
it. That's right.
That not even a bird falls from the sky without his permission. He is totally in control of every aspect of our life. He's just waiting for us to acknowledge him and to accept him and say, you know what, God, I love you too. I just didn't know. I heard all this religion and all this other stuff, but I didn't know you loved me and that you had a plan for my life. And he does. He loves you. He has a plan for your life. There's so much excitement ahead walking in God on this journey. But, you know, you first have to make a decision for him. You have to decide, you know, I want to know this God. I didn't realize all this religion was in my way. That's who I want. I want Jesus. You know what? He wants you too. He's thinking about you too. I mean, the future is so good, but you have to enter into the future. You have to seize the opportunity and the lifetime of the opportunity. Don't let this wave pass you by. I mean, it's happening as we speak, even right now. Well, listen, we made a decision to give our lives to God through Jesus Christ. We accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and our Savior. Why? Because we're so grateful. We needed our sins forgiven. Man, we had loads of stuff. And you know, they say, you know, I did some stuff before I got saved, did some stuff after I got saved. God has got grace for our lives. He loves us. The reason why he died to pay the price for our sin. He loves us. He's made a way. Listen, the question is this. Are you going to accept his gift of salvation? We shared our testimonies. We shared our testimonies about what our journey was like, how we met God. God loves you so much, Father God, that he wanted you to be in relationship with him. So he gave his son. That's who Jesus is, as a sacrifice so that you can meet God as your father. Listen, you've got to meet him. You got to meet him. Listen, all the stuff that's going on, it's all just to get your attention, to let you know, hey, I'm here. I love you. I created you. I'll forgive you. I'll restore you. I'll use you. And we shared our stories, how that happened at meetmyfather.org, meetmyfather.org. Find out how we met God through his son, Jesus Christ. But you can make that decision now. Some of the most exciting days are ahead for the church. Yeah, difficult things are happening, but you know what? Who cares? This wave is huge. It's a wave of God's glory, and nothing can stand in his presence. As this wave of glory went across the Azusa Now Stadium, Los Angeles Coliseum, healings were taking place. Deliverances were taking place. Words of knowledge was taking place. Prophecy was taking place. Covenant was being made from the church body all over the nations. You don't want to miss this. God is calling you. He's calling you to himself. He's saying, listen, come. There's room at the cross for you. There's room for this exciting journey in God, and there's grace for your life. If that's you, I want you to say, you know, Jesus, I want you to be the Lord of my life. I want you. I want you to pray with me even right now as we call out to the Lord. Lord Jesus, we love you. We thank you for dying for our sins. We thank you, Lord. All we have to do is receive your sacrifice by faith and say, we want you to be the Lord of our life. Forgive us. Say, wash me. Cleanse me of my sin, God. I want to be in. Tell him, I want to be in. I don't want to miss what you're doing in the earth today, God. And maybe you've gone dry and you've been in the ministry and you're thinking, you know why? That was religion, but this is a relationship. God's calling you back. He's renewing your call. A fresh wind's coming over you. Today is the day. You need to get activated. You need to get on the road, the Emmaus road, and begin to be activated in what God has called you to do. Father God, we thank you for that, Lord. We thank you for what you're doing. We bless your name. And we say, dear God, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening, we pray in Jesus' name. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch,
at vfnkb.com.
I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.